Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast with no name. We just filmed an entire episode and
the max time limit, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, and the mic fell like halfway. No,
not even 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes in and stopped recording everything.
So, no, it was 16 minutes in, I remember.
So, morale's really high right now. It's currently 2:24 a.m. Hopefully, we get this done at 3 a.m.-ish. Plus, well, if we go to the max limit, we will be done at 2:54 a.m. Yeah,
good math.
Boom. See? Last time, I guess we talked way too much about video games. So we're staying away from that today. The only thing I need to say about that is that I play a lot of Clash Royale now, and I don't hate it anymore, and that's it. Because if we ponder, oh my god, I'm becoming a virgin, bro. Oh yeah, we are here. Micah, Nolan, and Mason in the house.
Yeah, you can also know me as Beast Slayer.
Beast Slayer.
That's the name.
Are you pushing my buttons right now. You gotta get closer to the mic. Like, if you go out here, you can't hear that. You gotta get really close in, because it can't pick up. No, that doesn't mean ASMR, right? If we keep...
Sometimes...
You should record an ASMR episode.
I'm not making it.
Yeah.
You have the stupidest ideas, Mason. Wait, do you piss yourself?
What? No.
Oh, I think you piss yourself.
All right, I get a good topic first.
All right.
I got to tell you some crazy stories that I've gotten trouble for in high school. Or not in high school. I meant elementary school. So I got a thinking sheet was equivalent to detention, basically.
Not really, because you only...
No.
You just went home and your parents are like, you're an idiot, and then they signed it off.
Wait, you guys got sent home?
No. You bring it home the day you got it, and they just fix your actions. You're stupid.
I shouldn't say a detention. It's like the equivalent of like an infraction.
Just like a little like
an oopsie.
Yeah, you're
so basically
you need to clean up your damn act. Otherwise, we're gonna.
We had these spoons, like spoon forks. Yeah, some good old sporks.
Yo, so who came up with that? I'm sorry. Dude, get back to your story, but who came up with sporks? That is like, so stupid. They are pointless and they're dumb.
Have you guys ever tried to use it as an actual fork? Like, have you tried to use a spork as an actual fork? It does not work.
All I remember is stabbing my friends with them.
Okay, so what was your story?
So one reason I got in trouble. I mean, I get why I got in trouble for this one because it was definitely wrong. So basically. The good old sporks, we put some little hamburger part of our hamburger in it and flung them at people.
Yo, those are not real hamburgers, bro.
I know. They're
like ground up tendons. No, ground up babies. That's what we always said. I don't know how we thought that in fifth grade, but I said they were ground up babies.
I always just assumed they were gray sponge from the ocean.
So, yeah. Another one. This one I should not have gotten in trouble for. It's totally baloney. I got in trouble for bottle flipping a milk carton on someone's head. But the only... Okay. let me rephrase that. I mean, it was an empty... Or it was technically it was full. But it was like... Okay.
So you threw a water bottle on someone's head.
No. So he told me to do it. This guy. He told me to... Hey, bottle flip this milk carton on his head. So he gave me the milk carton. It was a chocolate milk can, actually. So... I'm sitting here. There's a substitute teacher. I'm sitting here. There's a substitute teacher. He's like sitting behind us in line. I flip it on his head, and then it falls down and just boom, it just explodes. And they took to the cameras and saw it was me, and I got an infraction.
Wow. I once had a 5-point infraction. I'm pretty sure. I was playing like a game on my
I remember you started crying.
This is when I was in like sixth grade. I still hate my early years. Anyway, so like I don't even remember. I swear That's the reason I was like starting to cry, is because I swear I did not remember like doing this at all. Like he said, I think it was on a Monday or something. He said on Friday that he like caught me or something like that, and he gave me like a 5-point infraction.
For playing games on your Chromebook?
Yeah.
Why would he give you a 5-point infraction for playing games on your Chromebook, bro? You're in middle school. What are you?
I don't know.
I remember 1 year, first grade. Okay, this is something that's not dumb. I definitely deserve this singing sheet. I was in first grade, and I don't know. It wasn't like a normal day. It was like a celebration day. I think we had like early release or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just having like a class party, and I just
them were the best, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they're not as good as I remember them.
Yeah,
but
it was just because in those times you actually had all your friends in the same class, because that's what you made them. So like, yeah, you just hang out with all your friends and stuff. All
right, back to the story. You can't get off track.
I've done that about 3 times now.
And we were getting ready to watch Charlie Brown. I was getting really excited to watch Charlie Brown because, like, Charlie Brown's my shit. Like, that's an amazing cartoon. And I don't know what happened, but I took the scissors and I went up to this girl. I didn't cut her hair, no.
Okay.
I just went up to her and I started to, like, fake stab her in the face. I did it like 5 times.
Like a psychopath.
She told on me to the teacher. And then I had to fill out a thinking sheet while everyone else was, yo, you're doing it to me right now. He's fake stabbing me in the face. And everyone was watching Charlie Brown. And I had to sit out in the hallway and fill out the thinking sheet.
Dang, dude, them were weird. Like, you had a circle and emoji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you felt.
Oh yeah, dude.
I had a lot of them.
So did I.
I had three.
I think all of us felt like we had more thinking sheets.
Yeah, I had three.
At least us, at least, because our parents were never. We hated getting in trouble.
I never got
two in first, one in third, one in fifth.
But at the same point, like,
you got two infractions in first grade. I mean, thinking sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think your first grade teacher still remember you?
No way.
Yes.
If you,
I think so. I mean, maybe it's my friend's mom.
I said hi to Miss Mitchell, my first grade teacher, and I think she knew my name.
I mean, my first grade teacher is my friend's mom, so.
Oh.
That's why.
Mine, I don't even know if she teaches there anymore.
Yeah, my secondary teacher was awesome, dude. She still remembers me. No.
Who was it?
Well, I'm not going to say it, but.
No names, boys.
So, dude, but she still remembers me. I remember, like, sometimes she stops and say, hey, and we, like, yeah. I don't know what you want to say.
Flirt. But,
yeah, we catch up. So.
Bro, say that again. I dare after. You, bro. I will murder your whole family.
We catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm dead.
Yo, hey, baby, can we catch up?
Why are you?
Yes. Okay.
Yo.
This is why recording at 2 a.m.
I think Nolan just came out, bro. I can't even.
Oh, my God.
I would not be surprised if Nolan just all of a sudden appears bisexual or gay.
No.
That's amazing.
After I scream at every person in Call of Duty.
No.
Dude, all I say in Call of Duty.
We don't.
Sometimes.
Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to say.
Sometimes when I'm doing really bad in a game, I'll just blame it on the. Sometimes I wasn't really talking to them, but like. Sometimes when I'm doing really bad in a game, I just blame it on the fact that I'm high, even though I'm like 15 years old.
You can, see, so you fake, that is the most virgin shit I've heard in my life. You fake being high to people online. I feel like they would have to believe you too, because I swear. With the game, I'm not trying to hate on you, but with the games you play, every person on there, no chance they have ever touched a girl in their life. Otherwise, they're like cringe ass e-daters. Because I've seen some of the people on those games.
Some of the people, yeah.
Like they are fucking weird.
Yeah, but like, okay, like, I feel like, yeah, some people on there.
Mongrel from Fortnite's pretty
doing that. I feel like for me, that's just trying to repel the trash talk. You know what I mean?
10 minutes, baby.
Just because I don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah, I'm gone.
It's not even. Yeah.
That's the glory of the internet. You can lie. You can say whatever you want. You could say to someone that you could be like 600 pounds and tell the other person that you're trash talking that they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless
Michael, when he says get some bitches,
they would never exactly. Dude, bro, that's all you gotta do. That's why I'm so good. Like, if you're, I'm not good at roasting people who know like my status on everything.
Like lava juice, right?
Yeah,
now.
It's so easy to roast people on the internet.
But like, yeah, like,
you just call him a neckbeard.
Did you just say I look like guava juice?
Your side profile looks like guava juice.
Like the YouTuber who made the fidget.
3 a.m. making slime at
3
a.m.
Remember the fidget spinner song?
It's a fidget
I like fidget spinners from my head to my toes. I even got one spinning right here on my nose. Got one on my left, another on my right. I be out here spinning from the morning till the night.
All I remember when fidget spinners were like really popular, and I don't know why, but our dad just like bought a bunch of them. He's like,
they got banned. They banned fidget spinners at our school because they were so big of a distraction.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bonkers. Yeah. How do you ban? I feel like there's no reason. And then it kind of moved to fidget cubes, but those weren't as cool. So
I remember I always watched these fidget spinners breaking people's teeth off.
Or fidget spinners versus iPhone 10.
Oh, yeah. My God. Dude, all those cringe, like, 2016 clickbait.
And you know he had
those kinds of videos. The thing is, none of us ever realized that we'd ever watched those videos when we were little. We always watched stuff like that.
You know he had a... If you clicked on one of those videos, you know he had a British accent. I'm telling you.
They always had the most annoying British accent.
What's going on, guys? It's Splexy here, and today we're going to be testing.
It's, oh my gosh, dude.
It's Morgan.
Morgs.
Morgs, mum.
Yeah, yeah. Where does he live?
Morgs lives in the UK.
UK, I think.
Do you really just say Australia?
At first I thought Australia.
I feel like for the next... You know he had like a convention? It was like Morgs Fest or something?
No, I did not.
Dude, you could legitimately... I should... Like, you should raise money to buy tickets just to go to Morgs Fest.
Dude, if I got to see Morgs and just flame him, I would.
Listen. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he lives in
England. I found Morgs house. Ah. Yo, guys, the title of the new Morgan video, who can eat the most chicken nuggets
under
10 minutes. Exactly. I remember all those videos.
The pinnacle video that I remember from Morgs was a video where he was like, last person to leave the hot tub wins $10,000, and it would heat up. And this was at a point where I did not know what Celsius was. So I remember he was telling us about how this hot tub is now 46 degrees. And I was just like, bro, what? That's so cold.
46 degrees Celsius. Just telling you guys, Morgs has the best, like, song thing. Like, I remember the Jake Paul song.
Like sucking a neck beard.
I was a little gangster, so I wouldn't know anything about Jake Paul.
I know, but
Paul.
Like, I always... Suicide saw course. Those traps. I always saw him on. I always saw Jake Paul on Disney Channel too.
Oh yeah.
No, I hated Jake Paul.
Dude, Jake Paul was
annoying. Dude, Jake Paul was very much of a B word.
Oh my gosh, dude. Logan Paul was so much better. They both sucked.
Dude,
now
Logan
Paul
was just not as much clickbait.
You know what?
Yeah.
The same with
Jake Paul. Jake Paul was just like. It was just a player. It's just be like every other vlog, he'd be with a different girl, and it's just like Logan is just humble. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really. He's a rich Ohio kid, but like at the same time, like he wasn't as annoying as Jake Paul.
Nice now.
Jake was annoying, but Logan's not.
Well, yeah, they've all matured.
Jake Paul hasn't.
Listen, you can't take
next
some.
I'm gonna fight a 5-year-old girl in the boxing ring.
You can't take a a 18-year-old kid who has already had a huge ego and move him into LA, give him a shit ton of money, and then give him a YouTube channel.
That's just not gonna work.
Apparently, for Logan Pogan Law, it did.
Logan Pogan Law.
What are we talking about, Logan and Jake Paul? For?
I don't know. Man,
what happened?
On the topic of YouTubers, do you remember how good like YouTubers like Sunday used to be, and now he's just really crap?
Yeah,
he just makes Among Us mod videos. Yeah,
what happened?
Dude, if you,
I don't care what you guys say. Recently, the best YouTuber as a child was Stampy Long Nose or Stampy Long Pants or whatever. He changed it like every other time.
Yeah,
he had two different channels. Nose and Head.
Stampy Long Head was the main one.
Long Head, yeah.
That was the one with all the
Stampy Long Nose, I remember.
Dude, hang on. I remember. I still remember.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my...
Do you remember him and Ibalistic Squid co-op adventure maps?
No, I don't.
Oh, dude. I used to watch those all the time.
Yeah, I want you guys co-op to get some bitches.
Okay. Dude, hang on. Like, for me, it wasn't necessarily as much Stampy as it was, like, Dan
Stampy
TDM.
I hated that guy. I hated him.
I loved that guy.
I don't know why. He's pretty crap now, but, like, to me. No, I don't think he's posted in, like, 2 years.
No,
I
love
bitches spinners from my head to my toes. I even got one spinning right here on my nose.
He still has that target
demographic. Got one on my left, another on my right. I'll be out here spinning from the morning to the night.
Such a nice.
Yo, Mason, why you cheeked up like that, bro?
Double cheeked up on Thursday afternoon?
Yo, don't say that. Shit, I almost knocked over the mic again.
Look, he still has YouTube videos.
Done TDM.
Three scary games. Markiplier is a great YouTuber.
I haven't watched Markiplier in like a year.
Dude, Markiplier has been a great YouTuber since
I watched Markiplier and then I actually touched a female and then I stopped watching him. Oh God. No, I'm kidding. Markiplier was my childhood.
Look, he still has like the hang on. If you go.
Oh God. Yo, we need to change the subject here. We've been talking about YouTubers for so long. Oh my fuck. Just, we don't need to watch Dan TDM right now, please.
Can someone tell me what the meaning behind TDM is?
The Diamond Minecart.
The Diamond Minecart.
Yo, guys.
Dan the Diamond Minecart.
Dan has a kid, so someone actually rode the Diamond Minecart.
Yo, we... Bro, this is not okay.
Our other one that I think I deleted was way better.
No, this one's just more chaotic, but it's kind of working. It's kind of working.
No,
bro, just because you got hit, you got fucking domed in the nose with a baseball bat does not mean you need to leave your pain on others.
What?
You gotta get closer to the mic, my man. They cannot hear you, man.
This man's dead.
Can you hear him moan right now? Can you hear him moan?
He's fucking dying.
Look at you. Bro, we got so much more minutes to go. We can talk about so much.
So many more minutes.
That's what it feels like till it runs out.
What did you just say? What kind of failed ass inspirational quote was that?
It wasn't an inspirational quote.
You are going bonkers.
Since when is that an inspirational quote?
What is this kid looking at? What is he biting his lip for?
I'm looking at that very cool background.
Dude, he's.
That's
he's
memorable.
Getting off.
Dude, my background is insane. My computer background is so good.
That's very.
Okay, we had to cut that short. This is me in like 30 minutes after, whatever. This episode has been an absolute train wreck, but I'm gonna post it anyways. This is the second episode of the podcast with no name. Thank you for listening, and if you did listen the whole time, props to you, because I couldn't even have done that myself. And goodbye.